Good morning and welcome once again to the Open Door Baptist Church, the Tuesday morning men's prayer breakfast. Today is Tuesday morning, as a matter of fact, February 28th, 2011. Today's devotion is going to be in the first letter of John. 1 John 4. Actually, that's where I'm going to, but just to get your mind in the mindset, what we're talking about here. I'm going to start off by saying we're all familiar with Gospel of John 1, how it begins, 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And it goes on a little bit beyond there and says, the Word was made flesh, doesn't it? And the Word was made felt in flesh and dwelt among us. John's first epistle, tells of the love for God and the love for the family of God. John 15:11 says, These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. May be overflowing. Could be, couldn't it? The way we talked about this past Sunday. Talked a little bit about overflowing, didn't we? Chapter 2, John addresses his writings somewhat to the family. He starts out with the little children, then he goes on to the rest of the family. So let me read in 1 John 2, beginning at verse 12. I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for His name's sake, for Jesus' name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning, that exists from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known Him that is from the beginning. I have written unto young men, because ye are strong, and the Word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. We can't serve but one God, can we? Verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away. Temporary, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Amen. Verse 18, little children, it's the last time, it's the last days, and is ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Scripture says, Jesus said, if you're not for me, you're against me, didn't he? So, keeping in mind verse 18, little children, this is the last time, as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come. Even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Keeping that in mind, move over to John 4 is where I want to be. John chapter 4. The source and the test of love. But first, you're going to see we're going to start off talking a little bit about false prophets. Verse 1, believe ye every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Test the spirits and see whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. We can see that right off and about every time we turn the TV on. Jeremiah 28:9, the prophet which is prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord has truly sent him. Their speech and their actions a lot of time will tell you whether they're good or bad, won't they? Matthew 24, and Jesus said, answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. In Revelations 2, I know thy works and thy labor. This is to the, you remember our Revelation Bible study, to Ephesus, church at Ephesus. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are of evil, and thou hast trusted them which say they are apostles and are not, and found them to be liars. 2 Corinthians 11:13, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of God. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. Acts 20:30, also, of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Need to be careful there, don't we? Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that's in the latter times, some shall depart from thee in the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Talking a little bit about apostasy here, aren't we? About the people that depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of the devil. Need to be careful there. Verse 2, hereby know ye the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Chapter 3:24 and says, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which is he hath given us. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man saith that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit. He can't claim that without he's been saved, can he? He can't claim, and he probably won't without he's been saved. But Romans 10:10 as well, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. 1 John 5:1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten. Love the Father, love the Son, don't we? John 1:12, but as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Verse 3, and every spirit that is that confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. Enemy of God, isn't he? And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. 25:20 says, "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him that is true. And we are in Him that is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Amen. Second John 7:11, they add to this. For as many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, this is a deceiver and an antichrist. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we have received a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your own house, neither bid him Godspeed. Here's what we believe right here. Anything contrary to this, we ain't going to have anything to do with. Amen. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. He's just like the ones you're sending away. So, we know where our knowledge comes from, don't we? Praise the Lord. Verse 4, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen. Amen. Pardon me. Romans 8:31, "What shall we say to these things? God be for us. Who can be against us? God on our side." We're safe and secure from all alarms. In Hebrews 6:13, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself." Highest of the high, the greatest of the great, and the best of the best. Nobody else was around, so he could swear to his own self. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:12, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." They are of the world. This is the enemy, as we were talking about a minute ago in chapter 3. They are of the world, therefore they speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. Jude 4, talking about the enemies of the world. "But there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turned the grace of our God into lasciviousness," into immorality, so to speak, "and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ." Need to be careful of these folks as well. "Likewise," verse 8, "likewise these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities." The enemies of the Lord, aren't they? Luke 18:8, "I tell you that he will avenge them speedily." He'll get even, so to speak here, speedily, rapidly. 2 Timothy 3:1, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." John 15, "If ye were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, I have chosen you." We didn't chosen him, he chosen us, didn't he? "I have chosen you," he says, "out of the world. Therefore, the world hateth you." If you're going to stand up for for what we believe. We're going to have some opposition. Always going to be opposition in it. John 17, I have given them my word, and the world hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Obviously, this is Jesus speaking. John 3:31, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth and speaketh of the earth, he that cometh from heaven is above all. Amen. Verse 6, we are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth us, not us, heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. Scripture says, God knows us and we know Him, doesn't it? 1 Corinthians 2:12-16. If we suffer, we shall also reign with Him. If we deny Him, He will also deny us. If we believe not, yet He abideth faithful, He cannot deny Himself. Of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of hearers. Study to show thyself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. Verse 7, beloved, let us love one another. Here we are with the love. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. First John 3:10-11. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. 1 Thessalonians 4, but as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write to you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another. A lot about love here. Verse 8, he that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And amen. I'll drop down to verse 16, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen. He that showeth thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee? Y'all recognize this coming from Micah 6. What does the Lord require of thee? To do justly, love mercy, walk humbly with thy God. Amen. John 16, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Yes, indeed. We can look around us today and see that, can't we? But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. But God commandeth his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 9, in this was manifest the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through here. Everybody remembers John 3:16, don't we? 1 John 5:9-11, and this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son, Jesus Christ. Verse 10, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. 1 John 2:2 says, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the world. Yes, indeed. Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Nothing that we did, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Cleansing and a new birth, wasn't it? The regeneration of the Holy Ghost. Verse 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Jump to verse 19. We loved him because he first loved us. He was loving us back in our bad old days, wasn't he? When we was acting like crazy folks, he was still loving us, wasn't he? Thank you, Jesus. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Jesus has made his Father known, and he has revealed him. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and hath given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Verse 13, hereby we know that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Chapter 2, 8 through 10. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Them days are gone. Not what it once was, are we? Praise the Lord. He that saith he's in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother and abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. John 14, and in that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, then to the Greek. Also John 3:17, God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. John 17:21, and they that all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, and they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Verse 15, whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and God dwelleth in him, and he in God. Romans 8:9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his, is he? Also, remember the beginning, verse 2. Hereby know ye the spirits of God. Each spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Amen. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love of God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. John 14, and Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Verse 8 again, He that loveth not, knoweth not. That makes pretty good sense, doesn't it? He that knoweth, loveth not God, for God is love. Verse 17, just about done. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world. Chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in Him, live in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. Also, chapter 5, verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Amen. Thank you for that, Jesus. Oh, my. 1 Corinthians 12:3. Wherefore I give to you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit, by the power and influence of the Holy Spirit. Verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love, and that being perfect love be God's love, wasn't it? But perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. Fear hath punishment, doesn't it? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. Verse 12 again, no man seeth God any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us, isn't it? Matthew 5:48, Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which in heaven is perfect. As spiritual and material is what we're talking about here. 19. We loved Him because He first loved us. Thank you, Lord. The way we was acting one time before, it would be hard for anybody to love us, wouldn't it? Verse 10, herein is love. Verse 10 again, herein is love. Not that we love God, but He loved us, sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, the sacrifice for our sins. For the love of Christ constraineth us. The love of Christ, it controls us, doesn't it? It urges us on, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then all were dead. If any man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love his God? We say in the South, who he ain't seen. How can he love his brother for everybody else? How can he love his brother whom he has not seen? 1 John 2:4, He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 21, last verse, and this is the commandment that we have from him. Not the suggestion, it didn't say. This is the commandment that we have from here, that He who loveth God loveth his brother also, loveth each other also. John 13:34, A new commandment I give to you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 15:12, This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. 1 John 3:23, This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He gave us commandment. 5:2, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Verse 421 again. This is a commandment we have from Him. He who loveth God loveth his brother also. So, finally, when we just read, when people say they love God and hate the neighbor, Scripture says they tell a lie. They are a big fat liar. If a man won't love a person that he can see, how can he be expected to love God that he can't see? The Scripture says God's instructions, His commandments, again, not as suggestions, says if we love Him, we must love His people. We must love each other as well. Love one another as I have loved you. The word of the Lord.